It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, January 22, 2019. Today's the birthday of British romantic poet George Gordon Noel, 6th Baron Byron, born in London in 1788. His father died when he was 3, with the result that he inherited the title from his great uncle in 1798 when he was only 10 years old. Lord Byron was the ideal of the romantic poet, gaining notoriety for his scandalous private life and being described by one contemporary as mad, bad, and dangerous to know. Byron spent his early years in Aberdeen and was educated at Harrow School and Cambridge University. In 1809, he left for a 2-year tour of a number of Mediterranean countries. He returned to England in 1811, and the following year, the first 2 cantos of Childe Harold's Pilgrimage was published. Byron became famous overnight. In 1815, he married Annabella Milbank, with whom he had a daughter, his only legitimate child. The couple separated the following year. Facing mounting pressure as a result of his failed marriage, scandalous affairs, and huge debts, Byron left England in April 1816 and never returned. He spent the summer of that year at Lake Geneva with Percy Shelley, his wife Mary, and Mary's half-sister, Claire Claremont, with whom Byron fathered a daughter. He traveled on to Italy, where he was to live for more than 6 years. In 1819, while staying in Venice, he began an affair with Teresa Guiccioli, the wife of an Italian nobleman. It was in this period that he wrote some of his most famous works, including Don Juan. Yes, yes, I know. The proper Spanish pronunciation is Don Juan, but the British are notorious for imposing their own quirky pronunciations on words of foreign origin. In July 1823, he left Italy to join the Greek insurgents who were fighting a war of independence against the Ottoman Empire. On April 19, 1824, he died from fever at Missolonghi in modern-day Greece. His death was mourned throughout Britain, and his body was brought back to England and buried at his ancestral home in Nottinghamshire. Better known for his scandalous life than for his work, it is his shorter poems, like the beautiful lyric, "When We Two Parted," that keeps Byron's work popular. "When we two parted in silence and tears, half broken-hearted to sever for years, pale grew thy cheek and cold, colder thy kiss, truly that hour foretold sorrow to this. The dew of the morning sank chill on my brow, it felt like the warning of what I feel now. Thy vows are all broken, and light is thy fame. I hear thy name spoken, and share in its shame. They name thee before me, a knell in mine ear. A shudder come o'er me. Why wert thou so dear? They know not I knew thee, who knew thee too well. Long, long shall I rue thee, too deeply to tell. In secret we met. In silence I grieve that thy heart could forget, thy spirit deceive. If I should meet thee after long years, how should I greet thee? With silence and tears." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 22nd, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.